So, by doing this, calculating how many photons you could from the solar spectrum, how many you could collect, then you can calculate the maximum efficiency. You know the total power of solar energy striking the Earth per square meter. Turns out to be almost a kilowatt. But if you put there a direct band gap semiconductor with a specific band gap, the energy that you can collect peaks a little over 30%. So 30% of the light could be maximally extracted if you do everything else right. Right? You need to do the impedance transformation. You need to not block too much of the light with the silver lines and things like that. So this would be, without all those other problems, just theoretically, what's the maximum with a single band gap? And the band gap turns out to be about 1.5. Gallium arsenide is 1.43. So gallium arsenide is a good choice for trying to get a high efficiency solar cell.